What's up, Birth Geeks? You're listening to the From Bumps to Birth podcast. I'm your host, Ricky Hamley. And as a mom of five with one on the way, swapping birth stories with friends, family, and even strangers has inspired me to create a space for women to come and share their unique journeys to birthdays. Get ready to hear stories from women from all walks of life. Whether it's been smooth sailing or bumps along the way, no story is alike. So join me in honoring these journeys and let your inner birth geek be inspired and indulge. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. Today is one of our bump day episodes, and we have Jessie O'Grady with us. She's going to be sharing, or she shared back on episode 18, her first trimester, and she also shared her birth story as well. So without further ado, Jessie, thank you for being here today. Do you want to fill us in on what's been going on in your life lately?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. We are currently at 24 weeks with our baby boy. I can't remember if I said his name on the first podcast, but his name is going to be Mason James O'Grady. And we are super excited. Everything's been going really well. The 20 week, we had our ultrasound and everything looked good. Kidneys, you know, brain, all the fingers, all the toes, all the anatomy looked great. And she said he still is a boy for sure. And showed us the picture and everything. So that's always fun when you feel like, oh, it's like, this is getting real. We got to see a actual baby and not what looks like a gummy bear. So yeah, we are 24 weeks. So today I did the glucose test with my doctor. Had to drink the super sugary glucose juice and then go in and an hour later have blood work drawn. They listened to baby. Baby sounded good. And now we just wait to make sure that my glucose levels are where they're supposed to be. And if they're not, I have to go back for the super fun 3-hour glucose test that they take your blood every hour for 3 hours. So we're really hoping that that does not come back as needed. But so far, everything's been really good. One thing that I have experienced this time that I didn't have with my daughter is that I have like restless leg syndrome, but it's not only in my legs. Like I feel like it's my whole body. And then I start getting anxiety because of it. And so then I just start tossing and turning and tossing and turning. And it's at night when I lay down. It's really only happened twice, but it's so weird. Like I have never experienced that. So yeah, that's the only thing that I really feel like has been different between this pregnancy and my pregnancy with my daughter.
That was going to be my first question, because I believe in the first episode we talked about how you thought maybe it might even be a girl. Like you were really shocked that it was a boy because everything was going basically the same way that
yes. It's
been going with your daughter. So yes, I can actually relate on that aspect of the restless leg. Holy smokes. I've had it in a couple of my pregnancies, and this one it was pretty bad a couple months ago, and
yeah,
my legs, my daughter was painting my toenails just a while back, and just like the twitching of my, oh gosh, it just drives me insane. But yeah. Have you noticed anything that helps you? You said you only had like 2 bouts of it, but did you notice anything that had helped you?
I really just had to find something else to concentrate on, because I honestly felt like I was going to have an anxiety attack or like panic attack. Cause it, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm sure, you know, It's just like something in your body is just off, and like, you can't get comfortable. You can't, like make it almost feels tingly or creepy crawly. Like, I don't know how to, I really don't know how to explain it, but,
that's exactly it. That is exactly it.
And so, for me, it's just like, okay, I have to find something else to focus on, because I get so focused on trying to make it stop that it starts to like make me panic. And so, for me, it was like, okay, I'm going to think of a song lyric in my head. Like, so I start like saying song lyrics in my head, or like scripture. I'll start like quoting scriptures just to like get my mind off of, okay, my body feels really weird right now, but I can't do anything. So
yeah,
Yeah. And I think the hardest part is my husband's next to me in bed. And so then I get anxiety about, oh my gosh, I'm going to wake him up and he has to go to work tomorrow. And, you know, I don't want to mess up his night's sleep. So all that stuff just starts flying through my mind. But yeah, I just, you know, it's just completely different than my daughter. I never had that. And so these two episodes, I've been like, what is happening?
Oh, yes. It's such a weird feeling.
Yes.
I've heard that magnesium can help.
Yeah, that's what my doctor told me today.
Yeah, and but I haven't tried it yet, but I also realized that if I would drink, because I drink tea, I don't drink a lot of soda, but I will on an occasion, but I do drink tea, and I noticed that when I was drinking the caffeine, that I would have more of the episode, so I like cut back way on, well, not that I was drinking a ton of tea. I drink a lot of water, but
right,
when I drink the tea, I would notice that it kind of intensified. And
yeah, so that's a good thing to pay attention to.
Yeah. So things like that read, and like, I feel bad for you. I don't want to shut up on anybody, because it seriously is just like the creepiest thing on the planet. But
yeah, it's like your body's out of control and you don't know what to do. Like,
yep.
I feel like I need to do something or all these things, but I can't do anything. Like, I don't know what to do. But yeah, my doctor today, my husband brought it up to her and just told her, you know, hey, she's had two of these little episodes. And she was like, yeah, magnesium supposedly helps. You can just get that over the counter. She said, and take it as a supplement. She said, some people say iron helps as well, which I think most prenatals have that in them. Mm-hmm. And so she said, if you want to try to add a little more iron, you can, but she said, I would probably start with magnesium. So
yeah,
haven't got that yet, but it's probably going to be soon, because I don't want to deal with those anymore.
Yeah, you still got a little bit of time to go, and miserable if it's happening all the time too. And I noticed that it kind of like got for me, like it kind of gradually came on in like my 20, like the weeks 20s in my 20s, and then it would, once I got to like 30 weeks or so, then it kind of like went out a little bit, and then it, like, now that I'm towards the end of my pregnancy, it's kind of back, and it only comes at nighttime,
right?
And it's like the most inconvenient time of
day when I can go on a walk outside or like, you know, do something else. But at like middle of night, it's like, okay, well, everybody's sleeping except me, so I don't know what to do.
So you'll have to remind me, I know we kind of touched base on it in the first episode, but is your did you have a C-section with your first?
Yes, I had a C-section with the first. We induced and everything, and she just was stuck good. So they had to push her back up the birth canal, all that good stuff. And then with this one, the plan as of right now is my doctor thinks that I would be an excellent candidate for a VBAC. So she said everything looks good. She doesn't see any reason why it couldn't work. She thinks that the reason why I couldn't have my daughter vaginally was because she was face up, or sunny side up is what we typically call it. But so she was face up. So she said, I really think that you could have had her perfectly fine if she had been face down like she's supposed to be. Right. So the plan right now, still the 20 week sonogram showed that he's measuring right on track, like a couple days different. And so we're just sticking with the same due date, which is June 15th. And, she said, we'll measure again around 36 and 38 weeks, to see how he's measuring. And then just to see, hopefully, if he's faithful. So, hopefully we'll be able to tell that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's good. Are you feeling pretty good with that as far as like that birth plan? Are you having any sort of reservations, or are you feeling pretty good about, you know, heading into that?
Yeah, so if I knew for certain, like, we're having a C-section, like they get that scheduled, and you know, okay, yeah, I'm having my kid on this day at this time, everybody come into town, do whatever you want to do, and so that I like, because I'm one of those people that has all my ducks in a row and organized and all that good stuff. But at the same time, VBAC is supposed to, you know, you're supposed to recover more quickly and easier. And since I am going to have a toddler with this one, I feel like that would be easier for all of us. So I think for me right now, I'm just focused on, okay, let's make it to 36 or 38 weeks and see what he looks like and how he's laying, if he's head down, face down, you know, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Then go from there. And so I'm trying not to like, oh no, what if we do this? Oh no, what if we do that? Like, what if we tried to do a VBAC and it doesn't work and I end up with a C-section anyways? Like, then I'm going to go through all the process of laboring and a C-section and recovering from both again. And so, because those thoughts are all there. So I'm trying not to focus on those and mainly just focusing on, okay, let's not stress about tomorrow. Like, let's just get to another point where we can see how he looks and then make a wise decision based off of that. So, right now I'm just kind of focused on the next sonogram.
Perfect. Well, yeah. I think that is a pretty good plan. And so, when will your next appointment be? 28 weeks?
It is today. Yeah. I'm 24 weeks. So yeah, it'll be 28 weeks. I can't remember the date. We just scheduled it today. But 4 weeks from today, I think it's like the 23rd, maybe.
Things are going right along. Have you, like, with this pregnancy or anything, are you using anything new, like any products that you recommend, or lotions or anything of that, you know, mommyhood that making your life a little bit easier, or are you just kind of going with the flow?
So I'm doing the same prenatal that I was on, which is just one a day women's. I take that one, which I took with my daughter. But this time, this is kind of like, I'm sure people are going to be like, okay, I'm staying on top of the stool softeners just because my doctor said, you know, if you did struggle with constipation with your daughter, you might want to stay on top of those. So that's very, you know, might be TMI for some people, but the stool softeners, yeah, it's a real thing. Okay. When you get in that situation, you're going to wish you had them. I've mainly just stuck to the prenatal and the stool softeners. And then I'll also throw in magnesium just to see if that will help with the RLS.
Yes. That sounds like a perfect plan to me. So,
yes.
If you don't have anything else that you want to add, I think that we'll just leave that update here. And I'm so happy to hear that everything's going so well for you.
Thanks so much.
Right along. And before we know it, the little baby will be making his arrival.
I know, it's just flying. Like, I feel like with the first, another difference is the first one, you're just so excited to meet that baby. Like, come on, baby, come on, cook. And then like, okay, come out. I just need to see you. And then with this one, I'm like, okay, I think we're cooking a little too fast. Can we slow it down a little bit? I'm going to be outnumbered. But we're super excited to meet him, just like we were with our daughter. But I do feel like it's flying by.
Yep, it seems to work that way. And with each kid, it just seems like it goes by so quick. It's insane.
Yes.
Can't even process it.
So, yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate you hopping on today, and we will look forward to talking to you in a few weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. That's all the time we have for this episode, but be sure to catch up on all of our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you or someone you know are interested in being a guest on our show, find us on Instagram at From Bumps to Birth, or you can message me, Ricky Hamley, on Facebook. Thank you so much for your support and listening, and until next time, I am your host, Ricky Hamley.